I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta police say they've opened an investigation after video surfaced of a man's encounter with a plainclothes police officer on a downtown street. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that the officer is shown in the video using derogatory slurs that denigrate gay people and black people. An Atlanta police spokesperson has confirmed that the man in the video is an Atlanta police officer and that the Office of Professional Standards has opened an investigation into his conduct. Well, days after the Chatham County Police Department and the Savannah Police Department went their separate ways, the Chatham County Sheriff's Office is calling on the new departments to help the Sheriff's Office recover from a misstep. An inmate was accidentally released from custody yesterday morning. Officials say Jose Maria Perez was charged with rape, home invasion, aggravated assault, obstruction, burglary, probation violation, and aggravated sodomy. He's described as 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing 165 pounds. The circumstances of his release are being investigated. And a new investigation reveals some politicians spend campaign cash long after they leave office. The Tampa Bay Times looked at millions of campaign finance records, among them former Georgia Senator Zaxby Chambliss, who retired in 2015. The investigation found that his campaign committee was spending money as recently as last September. In a statement to 11 Alive, the former senator says all of his spending complies with federal law. Well, the storm, strong winds, and heavy rains earlier today caused delays at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration said some flights were delayed as long as 30 minutes. Storms brought down trees in the towns of Hurd and Harrelson, with road blockages and some building damage reported as well. And retail stores are no longer included in a proposal to allow Georgians to purchase alcohol on Sunday mornings. The Senate Regulated Industries and Utilities Committee has backed an amended bill that would allow for on-premise consumption at restaurants and wineries to begin at 11 a.m. on Sundays. Off-premise sales, such as those at supermarkets, would remain illegal until 12:30 p.m. on Sundays. If the bill passes, early alcohol sales would have to be approved in referendums on the local level. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.